Baggy Bum the beer belly gave Stoic a quick jab in the kidney, which made Stoic drop him sharpish. He yelled right back in Stoic's face, "Well, maybe you've been chief of this tribe a little too long, big brother. Maybe this is a sign from the gods that it's time you retired. What did that prophecy say about the heir finding the treasure? If my son is the heir, maybe that just makes me the chief of the tribe instead of you."
"No," yelled Stoic, stamping his foot. "I'm the chief."
"I'm not."
"I'm too."
They had grabbed each other by the shoulders and were carrying out a staring contest, the horns on their helmets locked together like a couple of rutting stags.
"Nev off," said Stoic, with quiet and sinister emphasis.
"No, you nev off," replied Baggy Bum.
"No, you nev off.
You, etc., etc., etc. While all this was going on, nobody noticed Alvin doing something rather strange. When the Lucky 13 sailed into easy flying distance of the cliffs of Berk, most of the dragons had flown off back to the hooligan village for food and rest. The only one who had remained on the Lucky 13 was Toothless. Toothless, who was a lazy little creature, considered this was too far to fly, and he had caught himself a couple of nice plump mackerel on the way. So there he still was, on the deck, watching the fight with interest. For some strange reason of his own, Alvin picked up a heavy empty barrel. He placed it over the excited little dragon, trapping him underneath. He then interrupted the fight between Stoic and Baggy Bum.
Now, said Alvin soothingly, little clams in their shells agree. This should be a joyful moment, the beginning of a glorious new era for the hooligan tribe. There is plenty of treasure for all of you. I propose a toast to celebrate the finding of the treasure.
The hooligans cheered, hoping to get over a difficult moment. Gobber and Huge Farts pulled Stoic and Baggy Bum apart, because otherwise they were clearly prepared to stand there all day. Some of the other hooligan warriors handed out blackcurrant wine for the toast. Stoic the Vast drew the storm blade. He had already decked himself out in some fancy earrings from the treasure chest.
"Half-wits and heroes," he shouted. "We, a small band of unbeatable barbarians, are about to become the centre of a new empire, an empire to rival Rome in her glory days. With this treasure,"
Stoic lifted his cup of blackcurrant wine, his eyes glittering,
"the hairy hooligans shall become invincible."